SB2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Four GOP presidential hopefuls met for another debate tonight. CBS's Tom Foti.
With Donald Trump once again missing, Nikki Haley was the primary target at the Tuscaloosa debate on News Nation. But she did get support against some of the attacks coming at her from Vivek Ramaswamy.
He has insulted Nikki Haley's basic intelligence.
Chris Christie not stopping there.
The fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America.
Drawing this Ramaswamy response.
Chris, version of foreign policy experience was closing a bridge from New Jersey to New York. Yeah.
And so it went. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Three people are killed and a fourth seriously wounded in a shooting on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. Police also say the shooter is dead. Two law enforcement sources tell CBS News the gunman was a former college professor who had taught previously in Georgia and North Carolina. KLAS-TV's Vanessa Murphy.
We've been talking with students leaving campus. Some of them were in hiding.
Every time you step on a college campus, there's shootings every single year.
They tell us they receive emergency alerts on a regular basis. This time, they learned it was the real thing.
A Texas man is suspected of killing his parents in San Antonio and four others in Austin yesterday. CBS's Janet Shamlian says he's charged with capital murder in some of the cases.
The suspect, identified as 34-year-old Shane James, was arrested after crashing his car during a chase. It was then that police linked the suspect to a pair of killings near San Antonio, believed to have happened before the attacks in Austin.
Israel's military says it has surrounded the southern Gaza home of who it calls the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks. CBS's Chris Livesay in Jerusalem also reports.
The situation is growing dire for Palestinians trying to flee southern Gaza. Egypt has now deployed thousands of troops to prevent potential refugees from storming what's become the last exit out of the Strip.
In a letter to the Justice Department, Democratic Oregon Senator Ron Wyden says the U.S. and foreign governments have quietly been using push notifications from Apple and Google to surveil suspects. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
The U.S. government appears to not have allowed Apple and Google to talk about this publicly until the letter from Senator Wyden was released. Apple and Google say now that they can talk about it, they plan to release more information about these new surveillance tools as part of their regular disclosures.
Maverick star Luka Doncic had 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for the first half triple-double of his career in Dallas's game against the Utah Jazz. The triple-double moves Doncic past Larry Bird and into sole possession of ninth place all-time. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it being made. We're going to start off with a brouhaha, a temper tantrum in the U.S. Senate in a confidential classified briefing on Ukraine. Temper is boiled over. There was a classified hearing on Ukraine to explain to senators and answer all their questions about Joe Biden's request for Ukraine assistance. The Secretary of State was there, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff were there. These are the top kahunas, the top dogs when it comes to defense, when it comes to Ukraine, and they were there to answer questions. Now, here's what happened. According to Chuck Schumer, Moscow Mitch, I haven't called him that in a while. He's done some very good things, some reasonable things recently. But Mitch McConnell hijacked it, according to Schumer, and immediately asked Senator Lankford of Oklahoma to give a five-minute talk on the border. What the Republicans are trying to do is turn foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel into a discussion, negotiation of what we do at the southern border. And that's fine. Joe Biden has already said he's absolutely willing to make concessions and to make changes in asylum policy at the border. So why can't we come to an agreement? Well, because the Republicans are trying to drum it in everybody's consciousness, kind of mind brand them, and here's what's happened. Schumer said one of them, and he didn't say who it was. I think it was Mike Lee, who's a real jerk, a real piece of work, the guy from Utah. One of them, said Schumer, was disrespectful, started screaming at one of the generals. Screaming at the general, why don't you go to the southern border? Let me tell you something, Lee. You got no class. You have no business being in the Senate. You're a hack. You don't scream at a general who's there voluntarily to give you information, anything that you wanted on any subject he knew about, but specifically about Ukraine. It was clearly Mike Lee. Tom Cotton. Now, this is a guy, a very, very unusual guy. He is a senator from Arkansas. I think he's a veteran. He also fancies himself as a future national candidate of some sort. But here's what he said. He's a right-wing nut, and he's no good. He's never going to go anywhere. But here's what he said. Quote, Schumer running his big mouth, claiming it was Republicans who were injecting the border debate. Schumer had the misfortune of spreading those lies right after someone had handed me a microphone. Now, let me tell you something. This was yesterday. You don't call a fellow senator, much less the majority leader, a liar or running his mouth or spreading lies. That's actually a breach of congressional protocol. I assume he said it in an interview afterwards, but this guy just wrote himself out of any consideration for any kind of post other than hoodwinking the people in Arkansas into voting for the guy. The guy is bad news. Another one, Josh Hawley, who is really bad news from Missouri, said this. This heated briefing in a SCIF. SCIF is a sensitive compartmented information facility, was the worst the Senate has ever seen. SCIF, and you've heard that term used before for the review of classified documents that Donald Trump took from the White House, showed to our enemies. The thing about a SCIF is you walk in there, you can't take a cell phone. You can't take notes. No audio. No video. You just go in, if it's a document SCIF, and view the documents and leave. You don't take copies. You don't steal them. There's a guard, even if you're a senator. Well, this was a SCIF. No cell phones, no audio, no video, no notes. You just sat there and listened to Tony Blinken, Lloyd Austin, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And these Republican clowns, one starts screaming at the general. The other one, Cotton, afterwards accuses McConnell of having a mouth and lying. This isn't junior high. We're not fighting out there. We're not fighting out there in the schoolyard. This is the U.S. Senate. This is the U.S. Senate. Remember the guy, Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, who challenged the union president to a fight? And got up and rolled up his sleeves and took his ring off. These people are no good. I have no respect for virtually all of them on the Republican side to prevail in the rest of them. No respect whatsoever. They don't deserve respect. There's going to be a Wednesday vote today. It's a procedural vote on the package. And the Republicans have said they'll filibuster, so it'll go down. It'll take 60 votes. There'll be no Republicans that'll vote for it. Now, there's a glimmer of hope, and now let me get down to the reality. I want to get down to the nitty-gritty. We have got to provide assistance to Ukraine, or Russia, Putin, will overrun it, torture, murder, rape, and kill people, genocide them, and make Ukraine just part of Russia. He will do that if we pull out because the rest of the European countries follow our leadership. Joe Biden gave a speech today, and it was a good speech. And he said, look, Russia right now, we can stop them in Ukraine. The Ukrainians are magnificent. The Ukrainians are brave. They're standing up to them. Ukraine is a country of 45 million people. Russia has 145 million people. It's over three times as large. Ukraine is the size of Texas, but it is the largest country by landmass in Europe. Ukraine is a European country entirely. Russia is partly in Europe, partly in Asia, and it's the largest landmass country in the world. It's 11 time zones. 11 time zones of gas and oil being squatted on by 145 million people whose leadership are genocidal sadists and who have contributed nothing to world culture, nothing to humanity since the 19th century. Biden didn't say it that way. But what Biden said is, we have a choice. After Ukraine, if we don't support Ukraine, and there we have Ukrainian people, magnificent army, doing the work for us, we are going to be sending American soldiers into combat against Russia, because the next thing Putin will do will be to invade a NATO country. And under Article 5 of our NATO agreement, it's a treaty. An attack against one is an attack against all. For instance, the only time that's been invoked, because this is the first land invasion in Europe since Hitler was killed in 1945. The only other time that Article 5 was invoked was on 9/11, and we went after the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and European countries joined us under Article 5 of NATO. We were attacked, and they joined us. So the question very starkly is, if you want to avoid sending American soldiers to Europe and Asia to fight Russia, if you want to do that, you're out of your mind. Here we have the greatest surrogates in the world who have killed a lot of Ruskies, hundreds of thousands of them, many thousands of tanks and planes and vehicles of Russians were killed, were blown up. These are magnificent soldiers, and will continue to strangle Russia with sanctions. But if they, the Senate, stabs Ukraine in the back, stabs them in the back, and we're going to have no choice at some point but stopping Russia somewhere else, in Latvia, Poland. The next thing that is suggested is a possibility is that Russia will bomb Polish airports because that's where we're sending aid to Ukraine from, and then we would have to go to war with Russia. Now, Russia's nuclear weapons, we have better nuclear weapons, we don't want to go there. So what are the Republicans doing? Well, what was Tommy Tuberville doing? What do they do when they shut down the government and don't pay our soldiers? They stab America in the back. That's the Republican ethos. Now, I do see a way out of it. And here's the way out of it. James Lankford of Oklahoma is a fairly moderate guy. And he said he's going to put a proposal in. He thinks he can get 40 Republican votes, so he'd need 20 Democratic votes to put it to 60. Be aid for Ukraine, aid for Israel, and it would be changing asylum policy at the border. Joe Biden has already said he's willing to change asylum policy at the border. We have to change it. Last week, we took in 5,000 people one day. I just saw a flash, we used to say over the wire, but basically online, that there were 10,000 today. You can't continue to do that. Most of these people are not refugees under asylum laws. They're economic refugees. So there are some things the Republicans are proposing that we can't agree to. And I assume Lankford's not going to put them in his bill. But some, like people, if they're economic refugees, wait in Mexico, don't come here because then we parole them and they disappear. The other one is a transit ban. If, under international law, if you leave Honduras or Guatemala, you have to apply for asylum in the first country you go through. You don't get to cherry pick the United States. These are eminently reasonable, and it is essential that we come together on that. Coming up next, the Republican debate tonight. Four incompetent people who shouldn't be president, and why Joe Biden will beat them.
Cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, tonight is the last Republican debate before the caucuses in Iowa and then New Hampshire and South Carolina. Super Tuesday, first Tuesday in March, right about the time that Trump is going on trial in Washington, D.C. for felonies for what he did in trying to overturn the election. There are four candidates left tonight. There's Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. No idea why that guy is still in this thing, but he's apparently raised the minimum amount necessary, and he's showing in the polls. It's only a 6% showing in the polls. Truth is, you could go through a phone book, poke a name, and then put them in a poll, and they wouldn't get zero. They get 1% or 2%. In any event, it's been broadcast by News Nation. There are going to be three moderators. Megyn Kelly, remember her? She was the one in 2016 that Trump went after, and she went after him. Now, there is nobody in the room at that debate. There will be nobody. There's nobody that I know, and certainly I myself, do not believe that any one of these four could be president of the United States. If you said to me, I want Nikki Haley to decide what to do if Russia goes into Estonia, the answer is no, I don't want to know what she'd do because she doesn't know what to do. If you asked me about DeSantis, I'd say the same thing. Christie, the same thing. Vivek Ramaswamy shouldn't even be on the stage. The guy's a joke. Now, Trump, we know what he would do if Putin's the one that went in. He would gush all over Putin, and that would be toast for Estonia. This guy, he's a Russian agent. So the only reason people are watching this debate tonight, because nobody really thinks that any of them can beat Trump in the primary, but they're all there for different reasons. Nikki Haley, in my judgment, is auditioning for vice president. I think that Vivek Ramaswamy is auditioning for a job, any job, preferably the cabinet, but any job, so that he can look legitimate and be on the public trough. I think DeSantis at one time thought he could do it, but the more he exposes himself, the more everybody realizes this guy is not ready for prime time. He also has not insulted Trump, and he may have a desperate thought that he could be vice president. Chris Christie has taken on Trump very sharply, and his is a long shot bet, and he's also the lowest in the polls of the four of them. But he is on a long shot bet that something could happen with Trump between now and November, hell, between now and July, the nominating convention. There's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. Many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. And if Trump were somehow taken out of the equation because of a conviction, a health issue or something, I think Christie would then say, hey, look, I'm the guy that has the starkest contrast to him. I believe in democracy. These other clowns, you know, tiptoe around it. Vote for me, and then maybe he sneaks in, or maybe he sneaks in as the vice president under some sort of fusion ticket. The pathetic thing about these four people and the pathetic thing about Trump is none of them will ever be president. Trump will not be president again. Joe Biden, I think we spent insufficient time, certainly on my show and a lot of shows, emphasizing how lucky we are to have Joe Biden as president. How lucky we are. And a lot of people start out and they say, well, yeah, we're lucky because he passed hard infrastructure. Well, that's true. Soft infrastructure. That's true. The CHIPS Act. That's very, very true. And he did it all with a Senate that's basically split. And we have a lot of, heck, he did it even in a Republican House, some of this stuff. Some of it was Pelosi, but she didn't have much of a margin. You know, he was a master, has been a master at the legislative process and getting this stuff passed. But we also really will shortchange him if we don't acknowledge that he is probably the greatest foreign policy president since Franklin Roosevelt. There's very real danger now. Very real danger in the world. Vladimir Putin has nuclear weapons. He's a genocidal sadist. His culture is dead. It died at the end of the 19th century. It hasn't really produced anything of value in 120 years. China is now expansionist. For a long time, they sort of kept their heads down and were polite. They're not being polite anymore. Trying to turn the whole South China Sea into their sea by building these fake islands. You know, you have a chart when you're in a ship and you look and you'll see, well, wait a minute, if we keep going here, there's only a depth of, you know, 50 feet or something. What they're doing is building up, pouring earth and building up fake islands and then saying that's their territory and attacking Philippine ships. They even attacked an Australian ship in a very sneaky and dangerous way. The Australians had divers in the water, and the Chinese ships activated their sonar, which can kill a diver. Fortunately, the divers got out in time, but they were injured. And there was a protest filed against China. But they are getting, for the first time in the first presidency, other than when they joined North Korea with Harry Truman in 1950, for the first time, they're starting to stand up to the West. We have Joe Biden. Thank God we have Joe Biden. Ukraine, China, now we have Gaza. The genocidal sadists in Hamas attacked civilians, brutalized them sexually. The women that Hamas got hold of on October 7 were tortured. From what I've read, it reminds me of the tortures that the Japanese inflicted on Chinese women in 1938 when they invaded China. Reminds me of the tortures that the Nazis inflicted on Jewish and Slavic people. Israel has stood up to it and is determined to eliminate Hamas. Hamas is like ISIS. It's like Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, Hezbollah, the Janjaweed. It's not a state. It's not a government. It's a terror group. And sometimes you'll use the word terrorist and it sounds a little more benign. No, it's not. Not at all more benign. We have Joe Biden on top of that. Thank God. It's a divided country right now. We have to be unified. Joe Biden is generally liked personally. He has an iron will. He's in command. We cannot turn this country over to the four clowns who will be debating in Tuscaloosa, Alabama tonight, or to crooked Donald Trump, the Russian agent. Coming up, a lot of news, a lot of weather, and you will not believe when Hannity threw Trump a softball. You don't want to be a dictator, do you? What Trump's response was.
The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Four of the five Republican presidential candidates debated for the final time before the Iowa caucuses as Donald Trump held a fundraiser. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
We've had these three acting as if the race is between the four of us. The fifth guy, who doesn't have the guts to show up and stand here, he's the one who, as you just put it, is way ahead in the polls.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was attacked by the others.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
The debate was on News Nation. Three people were shot to death in an attack at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Director of University Police Adam Garcia.
Two of our detectives responded to the scene. It immediately engaged the suspect in a shootout. The suspect was struck and is deceased at this time.
A fourth person was wounded. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Republican electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced Wednesday. The fake electors also agree not to serve on the Electoral College in 2024. It's the first time any fake electors from anywhere in the country are admitting to wrongdoing. Governor Evers signed 48 bills into law on Wednesday. Included in those bills are a slate of changes to voting ahead of next year's election. One of those bills changes the deadlines for clerks to send out absentee ballots. Another would require clerks to retain video footage of election night proceedings for 22 months. Evers also vetoed several election-related bills, including one that would change who could be declared indefinitely confined and another that would have lowered the cost of registered voting lists. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Partly cloudy skies and upper 20s, light winds across the area. On Thursday, mostly sunny, and by the afternoon, we could see record high temperatures established as we'll top out in the lower 50s. Our winds turning to the southeast. Right now, it's 37.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Mathlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I did not believe at first the response that Donald Trump gave to, of all people, Sean Hannity. You know, Sean Hannity has absolutely no credibility, not just with me, with anybody as a journalist. He's not a journalist. He's a polemicist. He's not a journalist. And there's no integrity at all to him. This is the guy, remember, he moderated the debate, so-called debate between DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, did a lousy job, broke agreements, used visuals when he was told not to, and then he rigged, and they were crooked numbers. At the same time, and I see the lines, I'll get to you in a second. At the same time, the agreement was no props, and he kept prompting DeSantis, and DeSantis came up with some sort of really crude prop about San Francisco. Gavin Newsom won that debate. He was basically wrestling two incompetents, two hacks. But he had Trump on yesterday. And the thing with Trump was, this is supposed to be a precursor to the debate tonight that Trump's not going to. So this would be like a, quote, town hall, except that it's only Hannity. And it's an interview, and hopefully people, from their point of view, would play it. So Hannity figured he'd give him a softball. It's called a leading question. Now, in a trial, I've had many trials, you have your own client, not an adverse client, your own client. And you try to give him some kind of leading question, which you're not The rules say you shouldn't give leading questions, but there are ways of doing it. If the guy has to be resuscitated, revived in his testimony, and you say something that he's supposed to agree with, and then you move on. So here is what Hannity said to him. All right, Mr. Trump, you are promising America tonight, aren't you, that under no circumstances would you ever abuse power as retribution against anybody? Okay, that's a leading question. This is his own witness, so to speak. Mr. Trump, you are promising America tonight, aren't you, that under no circumstances would you ever abuse power as retribution against anybody? You know what Trump said? Except for day one. Yeah, I mean, from the get-go, I will abuse the hell out of it is what I'll do. And then Trump said, I love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? And I said, no, other than day one. Earlier, he asked Trump, do you have any plans in any way whatsoever, if reelected president, to abuse power, to break the law, to use the government to go after people? Trump's response, you mean like they're using right now? Talking about Biden? Trump had talked about retribution against enemies, including the media, called them vermin. You remember that? Called them vermin. Inhuman. Rodents. He has an aide, a running dog, fellow traveler named Kash Patel. And that, believe it or not, is his name, Kash. It's well suited for a Republican, Kash Patel, except it's spelled with a K. He's a former chief of staff in the Defense Department. He used to work for Devin Nunes. He had a role in the National Security Council. And he was on Steve Bannon's podcast. Now, this guy is a descendant of Indian immigrants. His parents came from Africa. They're Indians. They're Gujarati Indians. And here's what this clown said. Basically, he's channeling the authoritarianism of his own culture. He goes, quote, this is Kash Patel, whom some people have rumored will be appointed head of the CIA if Trump gets in. Quote, we will go out and flush out the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. We're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens who helped Joe Biden rig the presidential election. We're going to come after you criminally or civilly. We'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. This is a potential head of the CIA, absolutely corrupt individual. There's no business being in the United States, in my opinion. Certainly not in a government. And this is supposed to be what? In Trump's government? Trump's asked, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? He goes, oh, only on day one. You're not going to abuse power, are you? Break the law. Only on day one. When a guy tells you to your face, and his agents tell you to your face, we will suspend parts of the Constitution as we see fit, go after the media criminally or civilly, and treat as vermin people who are opposed us and seek retribution. Believe him. Believe him. We're going to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gary. What's in your mind today?
I sat there and I watched it last night, and I heard the talking heads earlier that day talking about, you know, there was like maybe eight, CNN, MSNBC, and every single word was dictatorship, dictatorship, dictator. He's going to be a dictator. You know, Liz Cheney's going to sneak in. He's going to be a dictator. Well, Sean Hannity asked him that question, and he said, yes. Only on the first day, this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to close the border, and I'm going to drill, 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 drill. That's exactly what he said. He didn't say about any retribution against any Americans or any of that stuff, you know. And then another point that I want to make is, you know, for the last, I don't know, 5 years or something like that, you've been calling Trump an agent to Putin, you know, and stuff like that. Do you honestly, honestly believe that Donald Trump, former president of the United States, is a Russian agent? And would you bet money on that? Would you put $100,000? Would you put, you know, $200,000 on it? Because you're so sure that he's a Russian agent. But if you ask, I bet you if you ask any of your listeners that they believe in down in their heart that Donald Trump is a Russian agent, I bet you wouldn't get more than 1 or 2 out of 10. That's my
Gary, I love it when you call. You're always welcome. Gary, by the way, is a principal conservative, and I welcome calls from principal conservatives. Yes, I think Trump is a Russian agent. If you saw the Helsinki press conference where he said he didn't agree with his own CIA and FBI about the interference of Russia in the election, and he sucks up to Trump, Putin has endorsed him, said that he hopes he wins. Why did Putin say he hopes he wins? Because he controls him. Number three, he had secret documents lying around in Mar-a-Lago in unlocked closets for a year, longer than a year, and he squirreled some of them away in Bedminster. And that year, we lost a high number of undercover agents who were flushed out. And people say, well, Matt, do you think there were lists of the agents there? I don't know. I doubt it. But an intelligence service can reverse engineer who did it by seeing the information. If the information is stuff that they had kept secret and there are only a handful of people who had it, they can figure out who did it. Trump is a danger to this country. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, would take you in order. Don't hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, can we put to bed today, after today, that we had a fair election in the state and that Biden did win the election? And as far as Trump goes, he should no longer even be relevant in a Republican Party. And if you're still supporting him, you got serious issues. But today proved that we did have a fair election. Correct, Matt? Thanks.
Yeah. Excellent call as always, Paul. Thank you. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're next. Everybody else, stay on the line. I'll get to you all. Gina Beauclair, you're next.
Hi. Well, I believe that Trump works with Russia. Russia, if you're listening, we need those emails. Also, Maria Butina in jail.
Right.
There's a lot of those things. Oh, yeah, the adoption. We had this discussion about Russia. Oh, we're talking about adoption, Russian adoption. Give me a effing break. I got to tell you, I watch live, Gary. You need to get the whole picture, not just from Fox. You're a nice man, but you're misinformed. God darn it, I'm an independent. I didn't belong to any parties. I had Republican and Democrat signs in my yard. This guy is dangerous, and so are the people that are kissing his feet. Thank you very much, Matt. And please bring up what happened with our fake electors. Goodbye.
Well, thank you very, very much. Okay, next up. Next up, we're going to have Bob of Madison. What's on your mind today, Bob?
Well, the Russian agent thing, Trump was awarded when they brought the Miss Universe pageant in 2013. He was given the highest award Russia can give anybody, kind of like our Medal of Freedom, but it's a different title than that because they don't have freedom over there, but a national state honor or something like that. I don't remember the exact wording, but it's the highest medal that a civilian can get from Russia. And on top of that, he's just been a useful idiot, as you might say. Malcolm Nance sort of has him pegged, I think. He'd probably be the best source to understand where he's coming from. But Russian agent is maybe a little over the top, but he's definitely a co-conspirator with Putin on many issues, and he's grateful to Putin for his help getting him elected in 2016,
right.
Especially, you know, the 75 pages Manafort gave that gave away the strategy, which was Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and he got three of the four and got elected. And combined with the Russians, their Facebook accounts, they had 4,000 Facebook accounts, and Trump had 20,000, and they sent out the same information at the same time. He got another 30 million through the NRA from Russian money laundered through the NRA. So,
right. Bob, those are great facts to bring to all of our attention. I really appreciate it. Northwoods Terry, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, I'm going to agree that he's a Russian sympathizer. That's all I'm going to say, Matt. Leave it at that.
Okay, my friend. Excellent, excellent. Okay, I'm taking you in order. Don't hang up. Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Claire?
Hello, Matt. I've not heard anyone mention this, but the legislature under a dictatorship, how does that work? All these people like Sinema and Tuberville grandstanding and enjoying their power, aren't they just working to end their jobs?
Good point, right. I mean, Trump said, they go, you wouldn't break the law, be a dictator and all that. He goes, only on day one. I don't care what he said he would do on day one. A guy says he's a dictator. He ain't going to give it up very easily. I'll tell you that. Next up, Stockton Jim, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Stockton Jim? Okay. Stockton Jim, if you get back on the line, we'll get to you. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Totally agree with Northwoods Terry. Russian sympathizer at the very least. One thing I'll give him credit for is this, Matt. If you look at the Republican Party, what it used to be, if these people would really look up in the mirror and go, wait a minute, he has made them believe that he's a Republican, and he's the furthest thing from a traditional conservative Republican that I could even imagine. Is he anything like Dwight Eisenhower? Anything like Ronald Reagan? Even, for instance, Barry Goldwater.
Right. Yeah, listen, thanks a lot for calling. Everybody else stay on the line. I'll get you in order. Coming up, the Republicans stop an assault weapon ban.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In this sturdy old part
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Do not hang up. I will get to you in order. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, if your listeners are looking for some entertainment tonight, which is Looney Tunes for adults, turn on debate on Fox with, the guy who calls himself a moderator and ends up debating Sean Hannity and all the other candidates, I believe, are going to be on Fox tonight. So if you're looking for entertainment, you want to know what's going to be on Saturday Night Live on Saturday, watch tonight. Because this, and please, guys, don't do this. Don't take a shot for every time they lie, because you'll be drunk in 5 minutes. You know, please don't do that. But it's entertaining.
One quick thing. I don't know that it's on Fox. It might be on News Nation. So Google, everybody out there should Google what it's going to be on, but it will be a show, believe me. Okay, Woodrow and Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Woodrow?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I really like your show. I'm yet another caller going to counterpoint the Gary guy. So if you're running for the president of the United States and somebody asks you on live TV if you're going to be a dictator, the answer is plain and simple. It's always no. And anything but no is not acceptable. And if you are going to read between the lines, if you're going to play mental gymnastics and say, oh, but he only said he's going to drill and he's going to close the border, then that answer is still not no. And I don't know, maybe you're just not all that patriotic. Maybe you don't believe in democracy. And then as far as him being a Russian asset or whatever you want to call it, I mean, he completely is. He's a useful idiot. He's not on their payroll per se, but Putin plays him like a puppet, completely like a puppet. So that's all.
Excellent, excellent, as always. Chris of Wausau, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Chris? Chris of Wausau. Okay, Chris, if you come back, that would be great.
From Marshall.
Oh, from Marshall. Hello? I'm sorry. Chris and Marshall. Somebody put Wausau. Sorry to move you like that. That's a fair amount of miles. What's on your mind today, Chris?
That's all right. Well, I agree with Gary of Sussex in the respect that every person that calls into your show from this day forward should agree that Trump is a Russian agent.
Thank you.
To prove him wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, Chris. I really appreciate your calling, and please call again in the future. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, where do I start? First of all, Trump says, I'm only going to be a dictator for one day. Excuse me, you come with a list of goodies, like, for example, a little thing called Project 2025. And I'm sure you know what that is, but if your listeners don't, they really, really need to look at what we're looking at if Trump ever gets in again. But so he comes with this list. He goes through the list, takes him an hour. He doesn't even take him a day. He does everything from invoking the Insurrection Act to replacing all the civil servants with his lackeys, all of the cabinet people with bootlickers. And the thing that gets to me about this whole thing, you've got, about half a dozen Republicans that are left now that are supposedly debating. The only one of those people I have ever heard disavow any of the actions on January 6th is Chris Christie. And I don't trust Christie because he's shown himself quite capable of retaliation as well against his political enemies. And as far as the other Republicans go, how can you trust any of them that tacitly accept this? That's implicitly saying, attempted political coup against our country was just fine with me. Attempted violent coup? Oh, no, those guys were patriots. Excuse me? You can't trust anyone of this current Republican leadership crop.
Right. No, Jack, you're nailing it. Excellent call as always. Thank you. Tim of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Tim?
Hey, my question has to do with Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, releasing the video from January 6th and blurring the images of people entering or in the Capitol. And the legal issue, maybe, have you talked about this already?
Not today, so, Tim. Go ahead. I'm interested in what you have to say.
Yeah. My question about it is, you know, like, let's imagine that there's a riot in front of my house and someone breaks down the door and a bunch of people follow in after breaking down the door. Seems like that would be illegal. And blurring the images seems like, in a way, that it's kind of tampering with evidence or covering up evidence. What's the legal perspective on that?
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing is, it's disingenuous because the prosecutors can get it anyway. But this is 44,000 hours of tapes, and he hasn't produced it yet because he's afraid that by showing the appearances of these people, there may be other people charged. So I would say you are absolutely right that what he's doing is wrong, and that it interferes with evidence. But if the prosecutors subpoena it from him, he has to give it to him. But they don't have time to look at 44,000 hours. I mean, how many staff would you have to do that? They've already gone after 1,000 of them. But he himself hasn't produced anything more other than the first 90 hours. So excellent call. Thanks a lot. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind, Mark?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. And Gary, how can a principled man support such an unprincipled man like Donald Trump is beyond me. And for these fake electors that are now saying, well, Donald Trump fooled us and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Well, they tried to conceal their actions on that day. They knew damn well that they were violating the law. They knew damn well that they weren't right. They knew damn well they were doing wrong in any shape, form at all. And this stuff now that, well, you know, now some of them are cooperating. Just call, you need to get off your ass and go after them, you know, hammer and tong, and they need to suffer the consequences for the act because they tried to cover it up. And that and if you think you're doing the right thing, you don't do the actions of hiding, having security guards squirrel you away in a secret room and make sure that nobody else knows where you're at, what you're doing. And they're saying, well, we thought we were doing the right thing. If you think you're doing the right thing, you broadcast. This is what we are doing.
Right. Excellent, excellent call. We're going to be hitting that later in this show. Coming up, lots of news, lots of weather, and I'm going to tell you exactly who Tommy Tuberville is still holding up who are essential to our defense.
Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15. With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police say a man has shot and killed three people on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. They say the shooter is dead. More from KLS TV's Vanessa Murphy.
Someone said active shooter running across.
This UNLV student says he and other classmates in a nearby building used tables to barricade themselves inside a class.